Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Judy Dempsey in Berlin for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Judy tells me it's a birthday, so happy birthday, Chancellor. Friedrich Merz is the Chancellor of all the Germanies, which means that he conducts his business in before the Bundestag. The Bundestag, the parliament, the legislature, the Congress, is dominated by a new party called AfD that has great expectations of becoming the authority in the next German election. This is happy birthday, Herr Merz, but at the same time, the struggles with AfD are not obvious from the outside. Judy, you tell me that the AfD is spreading its wings and moving through the culture. How so?
It's moving through the culture in education, going into schools, high schools, and even in the kindergartens, and looking at the curriculum, and they're infiltrating and trying to influence not only in Eastern German states, but in Western Germany as well. The AfD is really, really trying to become an influencer. And this is it should be a much, much bigger debate. And the German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, gave a big speech on the 9th of November, which commemorates Kristallnacht, when a lot of the Jewish stores were attacked, and so many in 1939. But not only that, it also celebrates the unification of Germany. And he really spelled out how democracy was actually in danger, and the established parties must not make any concessions to the AfD. And we are coming to a very close breaking point about who's going to give in first. Are we going to actually bring in the AfD and break down this kind of firewall with them, or just isolate them completely? This is more than democracy at stake. Yes, they've been democratically elected, but they are actually a danger to democracy, to what we stand for the rule of law. This is now becoming a big, big issue, and it's up to the Constitutional Court to decide actually whether the AfD should be outlawed. This is a very, very big issue. The future of German democracy actually is at stake.
Outlawed. What does that look like under your constitution? Is it an act of the Bundestag? Is it the executive? Does the European Union participate in such a decision?
No, the European Union does not participate. This is a constitutional issue by the highest court in Germany, the Constitutional Court. Of course, the German Parliament does have a say in this, and they have to agree, you know, whether the AfD should be forbidden or not. But, you know, the intelligence services see what's going on, the internal one, the external one, the relations, the AfD's relations with Russia, what they're doing in schools, what they're doing in town halls, how they're infiltrating and how they're sort of insinuating, undermining the democratic credentials of Germany. And, you know, the Constitutional Court really now under pressure, maybe from the German parliamentarians, has to make a stand on what to do with this. There are some parties that are outlawed, certainly since 1945, the Communist one, for instance. But the AfD is just gaining traction more and more, and the politicians know this. But somehow, well, do they have the courage to decide what must be done? Or do they, oh, well, we'll deal with this when it happens? But it's already happening because the AfD is doing so well in the opinion polls, because the economy under Chancellor Merz is not doing very well.
There are similar thematic parties in other adjoining states. I'm thinking of National Rally in France in particular, the Brotherhood in Italy, and certainly there are elements of suggesting that Farage's reform has elements. Is AfD departing from their criticism, their remarks? Is it doing something unusual that we don't see in these other populist right-wing parties?
I think this is a really important question. The AfD is total Germany-centric and based. Yes, they may have, you know, connections with Marine Le Pen's party or Farage. And actually, I must say, with Donald Trump, because one of his big advisors came over and spoke to the AfD just a few days ago on how to organize elections and so on. So they've got, on the one hand, very close support from the Trump administration, and on the other hand, close support from the Putin administration. And, you know, the Germany established parties, but the civil society and us voters must realize what is at stake here. This is a German party that is trying to shape Germany in on how they see the future of the country.
I want to learn more about this, Judy. Let me use an example of what I imagine is going on, and you can correct me. AfD is strength in the former East Germany, the former communists, or what you'd have to say, socialists of Germany. Is that where the culture is being most determined, this education push, the schools, the daily conversation? Is it East Germany versus West Germany that we're seeing?
Well, it's mostly Eastern Germany and Southeastern Germany, definitely. Actually, it doesn't matter, Northeastern Germany as well. And it's filtering in a little to Western Germany. But the civil society is much stronger in Western Germany. It's getting stronger in Eastern Germany as well. But there are state elections coming up in the Eastern German states in 2026. And we have to be keep a very sharp eye on the outcome of this, because the AfD actually might become the next governors, the next leaders of some of these East German states. This is something that, this is not about a prediction. This is something that one has to preempt and come up with policies by the opposition parties or the governing parties, whether it's Christian Democrats or the Social Democrats or the Greens or whoever. You've got to stand up and say what is at stake, on the one hand, and secondly, of course, get the economy moving, build more housing, give people a perspective. It's a bit like the governor victories last week in the United States. Go for the bread and butter issues, what matters to people, rather than the ideological issues. And this is what the political parties do have to do.
Does AfD speak of censorship or blocking voices that it disagrees with? Is it a full-service autocracy, or is it just learning its way?
It's not a full-service autocracy. It would be very different animal if it was, but they don't like us journalists going and reporting on them or talking to them. They will do one-to-one interviews, highly choreographed and so on, but the supporters don't like the cameras going out to town hall meetings or meetings where the AfD is holding rallies. They just don't like the press. And this is shows what would happen if they did get power in some of these states. It's very, very worrying. You need a free and open press, if we get back to the BBC, a free and open and impartial press to hear what they have to say, to report it, to report the other side, to report the supporters, to report those who are against them, to report about those judges who are under pressure, and indeed parliamentarians who are under pressure who speak out against the AfD. It's very, very worrying, the kind of pressure now that those who speak out against the AfD are under.
There was a moment where Elon Musk spoke well of AfD, and I believe mentioned it by name some of the senior leaders. Has Mr. Musk continued to show support for AfD, or was that a one-off?
Well, his Tesla sales in Germany have certainly plummeted because of his support for the AfD. But then you just have J.D. Vance, the vice president, and you had the advisors. One of his advisors came over here.
30 seconds, Judy, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, went over to Trump, and he got the concessions, and he doesn't have to stop importing Russian gas. But essentially, America is looking for allies, authoritarian-type allies in Europe.
Happy St. Martin's Day and happy birthday, Friedrich Merz, Chancellor of all the Germans. Judy Dempsey, Senior Scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.